Hello, hi guys. Welcome to TGIM. Thank God it's Monday with the one and only superstar, super girl, Diola. So guys, it's a Monday again. I'm so happy to have you tuned in to my show. I'm so excited to have you on board. I do not take it for granted, guys. I just want to say thank you. If I had a whole lot of money, like 60 million naira in my account, I'll totally give you like maybe 100 naira right now. Okay, I'm just joking. But thank you so much for tuning in. Honestly, I cannot say more than that. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate. This is the first Monday in the month of October, and the way the year has been going so fast, like, I can't believe we are 2 months away to the end of this year. It's mad, though. I won't even lie, it's mad. This year has been really, really interesting. There's nothing we have not seen this year. We've seen so many things. We've seen hard times. We've seen really sad times. We've seen really good times, too. You know, but this year has been interesting, and we thank God so far we are almost done with the year. We only pray and hope for a better end to the year than how it started. So guys, thank God it's Monday. You know what time it is now. Today is Monday, and I know the weekend must have been amazing for you guys. I know it. I can feel it. You guys must have bored this weekend. Must have, even if you didn't ball, you slept, you had like fun in your own way. So it's another Monday, and it's time to grind, it's time to also, because if you know also, how we go job today, we'll be talking about adulthood being a scam. Sometimes I like sit down and wonder, like recently I was having the conversation with a friend, and I felt like adulthood is actually not a scam. On that day, I felt like it wasn't a scam. And on some days too, I feel like it is a big scam. So I just want to touch down the two areas: why I feel like it's a scam on some days, and why I feel like it's not a scam on some other days. So we all know what adulthood is now. Adulthood is the stage where we are no more under our parents per se. Like, we do not have to answer to our parents. Nobody's really watching us like that. We are on our own, or your, do you get? And it is a state that we must all go through. That's just the sad part of it, and that's the cool part of it, because we are all growing, so we must all go through adulthood. So why do I feel like adulthood is a scam on some days? Sometimes I feel like it's a bit scam. I feel like I was scammed by myself, because I had really high expectations of what I wanted my adulthood to be like. I had really mad, you know, I always thought I will be relaxing, I will be taken care of, you know, I will just be somewhere sipping juice early in the morning. No, I have to, I remember when I was in university, my mom was always like, pressurize me, go and read your book. And many times I always tell her that, mommy, don't worry, after reading, shebi I will count money, shebi is money that remain. My mom will say, yes, now it's money, good money that remains. And I cannot blame her, because of course she was being optimistic, and she didn't want to make me like feel stupid for reading. So she was probably just encouraging me, and in my mind I was so excited. I remember when I graduated, I was already like, hey, now I will collect my money. I will just be collecting money. Like, I'll be collecting money. Or more is a lie. Listen, adulthood is hard. Let's just talk true. It's hard though, except you are omolo. Even Molo is having it hard nowadays. Adulthood is hard, though. There are some things that I didn't like before, when I was like still a teenager or something, I didn't like see it as a big deal. Now it's a big deal. I don't know why it's unnecessarily hard. Sometimes like this, you know when you're going through, like, you have a routine that you go through every day, the same thing every day. You wake up at this time, you sleep at this time, you get tired unnecessarily. Adulthood comes with this stress. You get tired, any small thing, you're already tired. I remember when I was still in university, I used to press my phone like till 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. or like one line 1 a.m. I'm still there. But now I don't even, sometimes I get back home, I don't even know where my phone is, and honestly I do not care. You get tired easily. It's just there's no time to just even sit down. On some days there's no time, honestly. And it's okay, guys, it's perfectly okay if you are going through that. You see, adulthood is in stages. I'm not so old, so I cannot really talk much about the stages, because me gonna say I feel like I'm going through the stages. Maybe I'm still in stage one, safe, but I feel like the adulthood is in stages. Do you understand? And so it's okay to feel tired right now. It's okay to be unnecessarily stressed. It's okay. It will get to a time, I believe, I hope, I pray that this thing will be a thing of the past, because we can't continue like this. Sometimes it's really hard. I won't even lie to you. Sometimes, some days, especially when it's like Thursday, you just feel so tired. You are just thinking to yourself on the bed early in the morning that, God, I didn't sign up for this. This is not the adulthood I signed. Can I cancel the subscription? Can I let go of the subscription? Some days it's hard like that. And another thing about adulthood is that you have to take you are responsible for everything that you do. As a child now, if you decide that I'm going to go and play ball, I'm going to do this, it's not really a big deal, because you're still a child, you're still under your parents. If you play ball, if you enjoy, they will care for you, you understand? It's not really a big deal. But as an adult, every damn decision you make, it matters. You have to make decisions and have it at the back of your mind that there are repercussions, there are consequences for this decision I'm taking. So you have to take everything. You are responsible for your every decision. Imagine you are in fact, you cannot be calling mommy and daddy anyhow to be telling mommy, I just you're on your own, or your, I mean, it's not like my parents are saying do not call me, do not do, they are, but it's just, you understand now, I'm a big girl, I can't be doing that. So adulthood means taking responsibilities. Oh, you have to take responsibilities for every action you make. And the last, but I think for now, the thing that is number one on this adulthood is a scam thing, is how things are unnecessarily expensive. I remember, like, recently I was just thinking to myself that how much is even dining table? When I was checking price of dining table, I was like, dining table, chair, iron, things that, like, in my mind, they are really, really, really cheap. Almost, I saw the price of dining table, I was like, dining table, table something gem, dining, $251, that's the most annoying thing about adulthood, is that you get one credit alert. The debit alert that we follow, that credit alert, is always mad. It's always mad. Those are some things that for now I think makes adulthood a scam for me. And then, why is adulthood not a scam on some days? It's just, sometimes I feel a certain level of freedom that comes with adulthood. I just feel free. Like, I can do how I please, and nobody will really yell at me or beat me or spank me. Because that's one thing I did not like while growing up. The fact that if I do anyhow, I feel collect slap. If I do anyhow, I feel collect beating. As one pastor, once I reached that adulthood, I was like, you can't beat me again, but mind you, they can still beat too. But it's just that now it's not like a last option, like, why will we beat you? You're a big girl now. But that's one thing I like about adults, is just that freedom that comes with it. nobody's commanding your life. Nobody, you're not like living your life based on other people's direction. Like, nobody's really directing you. Nobody's telling you, okay, now do this, do that, do this. To an extent, you are making decisions for yourself, and that can be amazing sometimes. And just the fact that, okay, well, we are even earning money, like money is entering your account, even if it's tiny, small, you know that you have your money. It's not our money. Like when you were a child now, when your uncle give you money, is our. When your grandma gives you money, it's our money. Now it's your money. That can be amazing. That's really amazing to me. Those are times where I feel like, okay, this adult would die here. It's not a scam, Jerry. It's just what we go through. But one thing I want to say about adulthood or adulting is that, see guys, I won't lie to you, it's a mindset. This whole adulthood is a scam. This whole adulthood is, it's just a thing of the mind. When you tell yourself to really enjoy every moment, when you, there are some days like this, you don't even understand what's going on. Everything is just upside down. Honestly, it happens. I'm here to tell you that it happens. So don't feel like, am I the only one? You're not the only one. There are some days that you feel like, today is just not my day. Die. It's a thing of the mindset. Learn to enjoy the moment. There is nothing to enjoy on days like that, but don't be all like, I'm talking to myself. So that's one thing about this podcast. I'm not preaching to people, I'm preaching to myself too. So Olamide, on days where you feel like it's a bad day, don't be all like sad and miss tiny moments that you can enjoy. So learn to enjoy the journey. Of course, we didn't expect adulthood to be this hard, of course, but we need to enjoy the journey. We need to enjoy every moment, every second. We need to be grateful for every moment, every second that we get to live on life. It's a thing of the mind. When you train your mindset, when you train your mind to not think of, you know, life as a scam or adulthood as a scam, I promise you, I assure you, no, you won't feel like it's a scam anymore. There's no how. You have to take each day as a blessing, you know. On some days, you really don't want to laugh, you really don't want to smile. Just train yourself, just tell yourself to smile. Just smile. There are some days like that, that they're just, you're not in the mood, and you cannot explain why you are not in the mood. You have to just tell yourself that, see, do not miss, don't try and like miss special moments in your life because of mood swing. You have to learn to smile, you have to learn to laugh, stay around good vibes in your life. Don't make that mistake of rolling with bad vibes. Don't roll with people that will bring you down. Roll with good vibes, people that will elevate you. I mean, people that even when you are on your lowest, they will try and bring you up, even if it's just a little bit. Roll around with good vibes, you know. It's okay, guys. That's just how I feel about adulthood. I know there are many people that have other opinions too, and I would love it if people text me or like share their own story about adulthood too. I really love that. You can send me a DM on IG, send me a DM on Twitter. My IG username is TGIMT_G_I. In fact, I think I have the IG. I'll have the IG link attached to this episode so that you can always DM me and like send me hilarious stories about adulthood. And if you need that ginger too, I can always ginger you on a very sad day. So guys, we've come to the end of the show, come to the end of this episode. And before we go, I know I've already spent like more than 10 minutes, 14 minutes. So before we go, guys, I just want to quickly chip in a brand. And okay, this babe sells everything fashion for ladies. I think she sells for men too. Yeah, she does. She sells clothes, And by clothes, I mean every clothes that you can think of. She has skirts, trousers, gown, t-shirts, shirts, corporate wear. She sells everything fashion. That is literally, that's the name of her store. Everything fashion. She sells shoes, sells sneakers, and they are just affordable. They are very affordable. I've gone through our price list, and I must tell you, I've already seen like 3-4 things that we buy. It's just that it's the funds that is holding me back. Once I get the funds, babe, I got you. I'm going to buy like, I've already seen 4 things that we buy, and they are very cheap. So guys, please show some love to our patronizer. Our IG username is babe_and_more. Let me say it again, babe, babe, underscore, and, and, underscore, more, more. That's our IG page. You can follow her up, please, patronize her. She's very, very affordable. That's one thing about our brand I love. They're affordable. They are very affordable. I haven't really patronized her, but they're affordable and they're things that are really nice. So guys, check her out. And order for your loved ones too. You know, this time that December wants to come, December wants to knock, y'all should start saving so that you can order clothes for your loved ones so that they can do Christmas. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in to TGIM. Thank God it's Monday with the Ola. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for hearing my voice. Of course, I really love feedbacks from you and from people that have heard this episode so far. How do you feel about adulthood? Do you feel like it's a scam? Let's talk. Follow me on my socials. I'm going to attach the link to this episode. Just a little ginger or quote of the week, guys. With the respect to what's going on, recent activities of SARS officials, let's all be safe, please. Let's all, if it's really not necessary you go out, please do not go out. Let's be safe. Let's try as much as possible to, I don't even know how to say it, let's just be safe. That's just it. And let's be careful, you understand? These guys, they are evil. They are very, they have nothing good to offer, so don't even pray to jam them, please. There's something I want to say. Please follow SARS_watch on Twitter. Those guys drop live updates of SARS activities. So anytime they're around your route, you know that they're around your route and you know what to do to avoid them. SARS, SARS_watch on Twitter. Then there's an app that I want all of us to have. It's really, really, really good. It's called SETI. Download it. It gives updates of danger along your route or something. SETI, SETY. Download it. And please, guys, let's all be safe. Let's all be okay. Let's have a beautiful week. And I hope to see you on our next episode, which will be on the last Monday of the month of October. I'm very sure by that time, I'll have a lot of feedbacks from my listeners. Okay, this week is going to be blessed for all of us, and this week is going to come with beautiful, beautiful moments. Have a great week ahead. I love you all. Peace out. Bye.